so thankful that in this generation too, Jesus is working and drawing hearts to himself. Recently I was in Japan. We have a branch church there. And a young man from China was there, 25 years old. He had heard a little about the Lord, but not too much. And he had just given his heart to the Lord. And then in the meeting, he said it was the first time he wept. It was the first time Jesus touched his heart. And to think that Jesus wants us to dwell in his presence is such a blessing to me. It's that presence of Jesus that draws people. The love of Jesus, that's what draws us. And everyone has a different testimony, but if you summarize it, it's that love of Jesus, the way he draws us and what he's done for us and what he wants to do for us moment by moment. Living in him, that's what drew my own heart and drew each one of us, his love, and that he wants us to live there all the time. And it comes through the baptism. That's how the door is opened. We have a little bit before, but when we're baptized, it brings us in to that presence of the Lord. It brings us in to enjoying him. And that was Sister Pearl's great, not only enjoyment, but that was the burden of her heart. After she was filled with the Holy Spirit, in Ridgewood, she said, I have to go back to China. And she went for a while, but then the door was closed. And she was in such a good organization, the China Inland Mission. They're very good Christians, wonderful Christians. But at that time, they said, you can have the baptism yourself, but you're not allowed to preach it. How could she have the baptism and not preach it? How could she exist without telling others about this wonderful experience she had of coming into his presence? Because for many years she was reading the Bible and she read Abide in Me, and she didn't feel she had that, but it was because of the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And then she said she had to leave them. She was sorry to leave them. They were such good Christians. She had to leave them because she needed to have that freedom of speech, of telling others about this wonderful provision the Lord has provided for us to be filled with His Spirit. And she said her explanation of abiding in Him was having the presence of Jesus all the time. And we can have that. In the beginning, it's maybe a little, we have to be more diligent. We have to be diligent all our lives, but especially, but then you find out the Lord does it. He reminds you, and it becomes so natural. Every day he's there. It's not difficult. He loves us, and if we lose his presence, we don't have to put on quiet city. It comes to me bad in Chinese. We can't blame ourselves. But we should immediately say, Jesus, I love you, and praise him, and sing a song, and presently you find he's there again. He doesn't want it to be so difficult. He wants it to be so natural, living in him, living in his presence, and enjoying him. One verse in the Bible that's become especially precious to me these last years, in 2003, the Lord gave us for our Chinese churches a verse, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And it was just about every day the Lord reminded me of that verse. And you pray it in your heart, even as you're working. And that year, my brother Paul died. And I followed his casket out of that church in North Carolina, and I wept. Because I loved him so much. I was closer to him as a child than to my sister and brother. They were much older than when you're a child. They're already teenagers, and you don't play with them. But with Paul, we played together. We have such nice memories of things we did together. And he would always call me, and sometimes he was a talker, so he could talk an hour on the phone and tell me all kinds of things, and then he was gone. And I missed him. And then I said, Jesus, how can I now delight myself in you? I felt so sad. That day it was when we buried him. And the Lord said, you can still delight yourself in me, because I can comfort you. I can be with you. And I experienced in a new way his comfort and his delighting myself in him. And that's what we're told here in John, as today we're in chapter 16. And so whenever something happens that I don't like, I immediately say, I'm delighting myself in Jesus, and I turn my thoughts to him. And that helps us to rejoice in him and to have him with us continually. John 16 is also so precious. And in these chapters, and the 14th chapter, in the 14th chapter, there's so many precious things about loving him and believing in him and knowing him, and that he will not leave you comfortless, the 18th verse there in the 14th chapter. He doesn't leave us alone. He's with us. He's telling us, and the secret is to obey his commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Not only will Jesus manifest himself, but the Father too. And Sister Pearl said sometimes she knew it was Jesus manifesting himself. Sometimes she knew it was her Heavenly Father. A simple illustration was she lost some hair, some things to put in her hair for every day, some clip or something, and she couldn't find it. And she couldn't find it. And she said, Heavenly Father, help me find that. And he helped her find it, and she was so happy. And that's a lady's testimony, but the men have testimonies too. And the ladies have different things. My brother-in-law, Brother Bob Callis, one day he was in his backyard, and there were so many leaves, and he lost his keys. And those keys, he had no duplicates. It was just about every key he needed, some very special keys to the church and different keys, and he lost them. And so many leaves were there, a whole backyard full of leaves. And he said to Heavenly Father, you guide my hand that I find them. And put his hand down and got the keys. The Lord directed his hand. So it's the ladies have different testimonies, the men have other testimonies. Ladies have their way. And Then also in this chapter, he speaks of that joy and that peace. In yesterday, in the 15th chapter, he speaks of these things, the 11th verse, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And we've experienced that through the baptism in the Holy Spirit, that joy. Sister Pearl experienced it. There's that joy, that freedom, and it's a fullness of joy. And she often told us, you know, that verse in Psalm 16:11, in my presence there is fullness of joy, in my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. David, it seemed he was before his he was ahead of his generation and experienced some of that joy in his presence. He spoke of the presence of God, but he couldn't experience what we have today because Jesus had not come yet. And the baptism in the Holy Spirit was not yet poured out. And so today we can enjoy that. Today we can experience it, something that David did not experience. And every time when it says a fullness of joy, means that joy that he gives us. We don't seek the joy, but being in his presence, loving him, brings that joy into our presence, into our hearts. And also that peace that he gives us. He speaks of his peace. He's going to give us his peace. One time I was in the Philippines with Sister Pearl Young, and there was a simple man who used to meet us at the airport in Manila. He'd come right onto the tarmac. I don't know how he got there. We asked him, his name was Brother Cook. It was very simple, and he had come to Taiwan, and also the Lord filled him with the Holy Spirit. This blessing is for everyone, whether they're simple or whether they're very intellectual, whether they're ladies or men, young children, older people. This blessing is for everyone. And the Lord filled him, and filled him in such a way that he went home, and sure enough, the Lord gave him a wife. And the next time he brought his wife along on their honeymoon, and he thought he made her sit in a certain chair. It was a Monday night prayer meeting. He said, he kept looking at her. She started to shake. And he thought she would get filled with the Spirit the way he got filled. And he wanted her to, from the beginning, be filled with the Spirit. This man, so we got to Manila. This is another time. We got to Manila and got off the plane. We had to get off the plane with a tarm. It didn't come right to the gateway where the planes go. And sure enough, Brother Ko was there with flowers to greet Sister Pearl. She said, "How did you get here?" He said, "Oh, I was walking with the Lord. Just walked and walked through all the... In those days, the security wasn't that tight. And he walked right onto the tarmac, and greeted us at the plane. He was an unusual man. And then we went down to Cebu, took another plane to Cebu. He came along. He had a little tape recorder, and the tape recorder, he had, in those days, the young people in Cebu speak Minai, it's something like the Taiwanese language, and they also speak English a lot. So they were singing one song, "I've got peace like a river, I have peace like a river." And so he recorded that, and he was upstairs, and we were in a room down in the first floor. We heard that, I think, 100 times. I kept hearing it. "I've got peace like the river, I've got peace." And so Sister Pearl said, "I wish he'd put that off." And the whole day it was going, aside from meetings, it was going all the time, the same song. And then the last day we were there, Sister Pearl woke up in the morning, we were in the same room, and she said, guess she was smiling. I wish you could have seen Sister Pearl sometimes when she doubled over in laughter. No one, perhaps many haven't seen that, but she could laugh. There was a joy within her heart. And she started laughing. She said, "You know what song the Lord put in my heart this morning?" She said, "I guess I have to learn my lessons." And so we had the Lord has humor too, doesn't he? And he's a joyful God. And David said, "To God my exceeding joy." Thou wilt see, she loves him. But then also in the 16th chapter. Should we read it? Some of the verses. But Jesus speaks, has so many precious words in this chapter. Well, the first verse we read in Chinese and the second in English, but you have different translations. Who has the King James? You too. Okay. The first verse in Chinese, the 16th chapter, Shi Ouzhang Qing Di Yi Jie, Woman Jin Yi Ji.
我已将这些事告诉你们，是你们不知理解的。
The second, they shall put you out of the synagogue. Yet your time will come that whosoever kills you will think that he doeth God's service.
他们这样行是因为曾认识父，也未曾认识我。But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you.
甚至我往再过来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我，你往哪里去？
But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your hearts.
然而我将真实告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来；我若去，就差他来。
And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment.
为罪，是因他们不相信我。
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more.
为罪审判，是因这世界的王受了审判。
I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you.
凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说，他要将所有的告诉你们。
A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father.
有几个人就是说，他对我们说，等不多时，你们就不得见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。又说，因我往父那里去，这是什么意思呢？
They said, therefore, what is this that he said? A little while, we cannot tell what he said.
耶稣看出他们要问他，就说：“我说等不多时，你们就不得见我；再等不多时，你们还要见我。你们对这话彼此相问吗？”
Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and he shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you.
到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。 实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必以我的名赐给你们。
Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full.
这些事是我是用比喻对你们说的，时候将到，我不再用比喻对你们说，乃要将父明明地告诉你们。
At that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you.
父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我，又信我是从父出来的。
I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world, and go to the Father.
门徒说，如今你是你说，并不用比喻的。
Now are we sure that thou knowest all things?And needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God.
耶稣说，现在你们信吗？
Behold, the hour cometh, yea, it is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
If you like to learn a nice Chinese word, peace is 平安, two syllables. Every syllable, every character is one syllable, so it's two characters, 平安.His peace, and the Lord wants to give us His peace, and that also comes through living with Jesus, living in His presence. He puts more and more of His peace in our hearts, and more of His anshi is rest. There comes a rest and a peace and an assurance in our hearts if we walk with Him every day. How thankful we are.That we can have that peace and that joy that comes from fellowship with Jesus. I remember listening to a tape whenever I read this chapter. 每一次我读这一章，我就想到有一次在台湾，我听乌旺牧师的一个录音带。I listened to a tape of Brother Hans Waffle, and I don't remember the French and Italian words, but I remember the German and Chinese and English.And here in the, I think it's 20, your sorrow shall be turned to joy. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. He said, see you again. And so he said in German it's Auf Wiedersehen.Then he said in French, do you know the French? Arrivo or something like that. And Italian.
Arrivederci.
Yeah, that's it. And Brother Hans Waffle said each language, English, German, Auf Wiedersehen, the French, and the Italian. And then he said the Chinese. And he said it perfectly. It was his enunciation, his pronunciation was perfect. Zai Jin. He said it perfectly. So if you want to know what Auf Wiedersehen is in Chinese, it's, in English it's I'll see you again. But in German it's Auf Wiedersehen, and in Chinese it's Zai Jin. So today we're going to say Zai Jin to a few of you. But I remember when he said this, and I listened to it. I said, oh, he said it in perfect Chinese. The Lord helped him to say it. I guess the Italian and French were perfect, too. He had a good tongue, like Brother Eddie. and that I'll see you again. And where does he see us again?Someday in heaven, but now he sees us. You can see him in your heart all the time. He's with you all the time. Oh, what a privilege we have that we have Jesus. How could we live in this world without Jesus? I wonder how people can live in this world. They go through trials. We all go through trials. We all go through things that sometimes are difficult for us. But they don't have Jesus. They don't have him. I remember one day Sister Pearl said her neighbor, he was not a Christian, and he sometimes disturbed the meetings there in Gungwen. She said, his joy, we have to remember, his joy is only temporary now. Unless he believes in Jesus, he has no future. He doesn't have what we have. We pray for him, but some people don't want to come to the Lord. But what a privilege we have of having that joy unspeakable and full of glory. And that helps us through every situation. I remember in Taiwan, I had a little motto. It was the verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's only I had it on a piece of marble. There's marble mountains in Taiwan. It was a small one. I brought them home at the time and gave them to some people. And a little brass motto on was placed on that small piece of marble. It was glued on. And I had that on my desk, and sometimes I had some work to do, and I thought, oh, the first thought was, oh, I have to do all this work, and I don't know how I'll get it all done. But as soon as I looked at that verse, the joy of the Lord is your strength, it helped me. I thought, Jesus is going to help us. And often we had weeks of prayer. Five times a year we had weeks of prayer, and we put Jesus first to seek him. And there were sometimes so many letters I had to write. And after a while, when missionaries have to write letters, at first you enjoy it. But then after a while, you have to write so many letters. And it's always about the same thing, you know. And then the more you study Chinese, the more your English gets kind of mixed up. Especially if you live there 4 years or 5 years without speaking much English. And when I first came home on furlough, after 4 years, my brother-in-law, he teased me. He said, everything you do is like the Asians. He said, even the way you kneel there, and your pronunciation, maybe now it's a little better, but he said, my pronunciation of Jesus and different things was all, he said, you've changed. They all said I changed after I came back after 4 years. And then the next time was 5 years. If you speak Chinese for 5 years and come back to this country, you have to sort of relearn things. But how wonderful it is to love Jesus and follow him. He's our all and in all, and he's that great joy of our heart. And so I was mentioning about writing letters, but sometimes you got tired of writing those letters or writing reports. Just every time there was a camp, Sister Pearl would say, you have to write a report. And that was like a burden to me, because I thought, Brother Eddie's English is so perfect, and I'll write those reports and I'll feel embarrassed, you know, probably say something wrong. And so then those things, you know. But then as we noticed, if we waited on the Lord the whole week, we attended those meetings, we got new energy. You went up to your room after it was over, and the Lord helped you write it in 1, 2, 3. Whether it was good or bad, but anyhow, he helped you write it. So, and that's what happens. He comes to us. Oh, it's so precious to follow Jesus. It's so precious to have that waiting upon him. And we're told about that in these chapters, that life in Jesus, there's no other life. Life is in him. This new life in him. Every day we can walk with him. I thank him for that. Maybe we can sing Peter's song. In English it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And in Chinese it's Shuobuchu Manyo Rongguang De Da Xi Le. And joy in Chinese is Xi Le. And one day I was at the airport going somewhere, and I saw this lady in front of me. She had a big pin on, and it was a Chinese character. It was Shuangxi, and Shuangxi is when you get married, the double joy. You know, she had the character on her blouse, a big pin, and it was double joy. Shuangxi, she didn't know what it meant, and she didn't know that it was for when you get married. And it sort of amused me, Shuangxi, double joy. But you have double joy when you have Jesus. You have him all the time. So we often say, someday when we get to heaven, we're going to sing Peter. We're going to sing a song for Peter. His song is, what's the number?
227,
yeah. 227 in there.
446 in the English version.
I went over time, I'm sorry.
Sister Gerda, that we never noticed any mistakes in her letters. We always marveled at the beautiful handwriting and how clear that was compared to some of the other missionaries. We actually could read those letters. So. And so happy in Jesus. I know we all are. It wasn't too long ago, it was at our last church anniversary that we asked our ministers to share with us the scripture text that the Lord had given them for us. And Sister Gerda gave us this one. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And we've come back to that many times, especially when we pray for her, when you're away. We say, Lord, fill her with the joy. Remember that verse she gave us. Now, let it be fulfilled in her and in all of us, of course. Should we stand on the last, Sister Gerda? Okay, let's stand and sing this last verse.
Oliver, Joshua, Jati, Zion, and Dalka.
Yes. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们可以这样子欢喜快乐的聚集在你的面前。你自己是我们的喜乐，你自己是我们的力量，你自己是我们里头深深的满足，远超过一切的世上能够提供给我们的。主耶稣，帮助我们更多的靠近你，更多的进入你这样丰盛的救恩里头，认识你的自己，成为我们一切的一切。谢谢耶稣，祷告奉主宝贵的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。Lord bless you. Enjoy this beautiful day.